Welcome to Spilly on the Rocks. It is let's see, what day is today? I don't even know anymore. I'm like totally lost on my days. It is April 29th. I thought this would be fun. This is right after the Rockies lost to the Atlanta Braves. I'm also rocking this Friday night round table. It's from the Phillies when I go and do like some of these Friday night Apple games. I think the saying on the back, my chair spins, so I'm an idiot. I can't figure out how to like spin without spinning out of the frame. It says it's better than being stuck in traffic, so that's their catchphrase. And right now, Rockies baseball feels like you're stuck in traffic. There's just no way around it. Rockies lost again tonight. They are now franchise worst. Franchise worst, 4-25. Frustrating. I thought at some point, I looked at the beginning of the season, and I was, coming into the year, looking at the roster, thinking about the team. You've heard me talk about this, possibly, maybe if this is the first time you've ever listened to Spilly on the Rocks, I'm unbiased in this thing. Like, I'm a former Rockies player. Broadcaster for the team, but I care about the group, right? Like I do want them to do well. But I'm also going to tell you straight up, like I also do other stuff besides Rockies baseball games. So I'm pretty much unbiased. I'm like in a strange position here. I want the team to succeed. I want them to do well, like literally more than anybody. But I also understand like the narrative, and this week it's been really frustrating to be honest. Like getting a bunch of national attention because of the Rockies record from people on the outside that honestly they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I think they were on par in the interruption today. Pat McAfee, if he wasn't like baked, talk about Rockies baseball. Stop. Like, stop. You're talking about something that you don't know. There's a bunch of people now weighing in because of the record, and I've always felt it was unfair. Like, I do a lot of games, and I've watched virtually like every single game. I've missed maybe five. I know the players, I know the organization. It makes me biased, but it also makes me unbiased, and here's why. I'm in a unique position. I always have been. I always will be. Former player. I'm not employed by the team. The Rockies do not employ me. Like, I don't get a direct contract with the Rockies. So I don't speak for them. I can speak somewhat freely. I mean, obviously, I think there's constraints as far as like taking it personal. But when you're a broadcaster, like, in general, rule of thumb, is you're going to cheer for the hometown team. You just are. Even if you didn't play for that organization. I played for the Rockies, went to the World Series with them, right? Like drafted, developed, had my career because of the Rockies. I also tell you the facts. The facts are the facts. Can't hide away from it. You can't shy away from record. You can't shy away from numbers. I'm a numbers person. I'm a numbers person. I am black and white when it comes to numbers. I tell you, like, good or bad, here are the numbers, and this is what they mean. The outside, people from the outside are biased. They're always going to be biased because they don't know. And their biases of like, well, this is how you should do something, or they don't know the process of it. They also don't like from outside people talking about baseball. People that don't aren't in the industry, even though they might have a louder, larger platform, they're uneducated. I mean, there's no way around it, especially like national media. And I this isn't like a criticism of national media, but there is a criticism of national media because you're not in the trenches. I'm in the trenches. I've been in the trenches since day one. However, because I am walking, in a way, I like to say this, I walk in a graveyard, right? Like, I'm not employed by a team. I am employed by a third party. Rockies TV is a third party. We're employed by MLB network. I mean, that's really what it is. We're under the MLB Network umbrella. So there is some space between team and broadcasters. First off, like to be a broadcaster when you're losing year after year is not an easy position to be in. Like you try doing game after game when you're getting your tail handed to you and then not make it personal. That's like the fine line. You know, like there's like if you're a Dodgers broadcast, awesome, right? Like Vin Scully, you go back to Vin Scully's career, 67 years as a broadcaster. I think he had like five losing seasons. That's easy. Not, and I'm not taking anything away from the Hall of Famer, right? Braves are in town. They've gone to the postseason 24 out of the last 34 years. They've had like very few losing seasons. And so to go year after year after year, the last 3 years has been abysmal. I mean, like you could put the best broadcast team on the face of the planet. A lot of people think it's the Mets, right? New York Mets. Mets have had their years. Last year, you know, Steve Cohen had this team. They got off to this horrendous start. That broadcast booth is awesome, right? Gary Cohen, Keith Hernandez, Ron Darling, fantastic group. And they talked about like this day game where it was like a rain out and a makeup game. And they're like, this is the bottom of the barrel. Then they took off because they're a good team. And so, like, walking through losses, broadcasting through losses is not easy. Most broadcasters experience this, right? 1 year, you have a bad year. Happens. That's part of baseball's cycle. But in the Rockies' case, this cycle has now lasted 3 years, and it has not been an easy 3 years. And for any broadcaster that's ever gone through a losing season, you know exactly what I'm talking about. How do you talk about the game? How do you point out the obvious flaws using stats while not making it personal? Really fine line, hard line to walk. Then, if you're not a team employee, how do you bring attention to the problems that they have, which I have on this podcast, right? I've been really transparent. Hey, this doesn't work. This hasn't worked. This hasn't worked. Those are facts. They're not opinion. You know, like I'm not saying like, oh, I call for this guy's head. Oh, this, that, and the other. And I'm not giving myself credit because I don't want it, but I'm just telling you, like, I've been really honest about this group. You have a historically strong National League West. Historically strong. The National League West right now is like the best baseball in baseball. Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks, Giants. Fantastic organizations that in the last 4 years they have been made to be better because of the Dodgers. The Rockies, to be honest, have been left in the dust. Part of that is self-inflicted. I think they're getting a really tough wake-up call. And that's okay. We have seen teams now at this point, it's historically bad, like historically bad. They're on pace to lose over 138 games. Not my opinion, it is fact. Okay. One of the lowest win percentages we've ever seen. They've lost 16 out of their last 17 games. This is easy, low-hanging fruit for national media to come in and go like, this is embarrassing. This is terrible. The state of the Rockies are a joke. Easy, low-hanging fruit, but no solutions. I suggested my last one. The easy solution here is there's nothing you can do. There's no management change. There's no ownership change. There's no managerial change. There's no player change that you can do, and immediately it stops. It just doesn't happen. That's baseball. They have what they have. My suggestion has been for a third party to come in, audit the franchise, right? Get somebody from the outside that has had baseball experience in other organizations and then just tell you, here are your deficiencies. Nothing wrong with that. I got a great analogy today, which was pretty like apropos for what we're talking about. A friend of mine was like, hey, so my mom has a house and it's dirty. and she wants to get it clean, but she doesn't want to hire a third party. She does not want to hire a maid service because in fact, she's embarrassed by how dirty the house is. Great analogy. That's exactly where we're at. You have to swallow your pride. And in this case, I think it's not just Dick Monfort, it's not ownership, it's not just Greg Fiesel, the president for the Rockies. It is multiple people have to go and be like, all right, white flag, have to do something different. That's just the state that you're in. You have to get somebody to come in and clean house. And I'm not saying clean house, like get rid of coaches, get none of these things like happen overnight. It's just start to get a third party to come in, assess the damages, and then tell you, because you haven't historically gone to the outside and asked for an opinion. You just haven't. You've done it your own way. Clearly, at this point now, your way is not working. It just isn't working. Rockies, at the end of this month, you turn the page to May, schedule gets even tougher. Four games in San Francisco. Tigers, who are, in my opinion, the best team in the American League, coming into town. You have the Padres again. You have the Diamondbacks. Not an easy stretch. It's not going to get any easier. And for any sort of silver lining, there isn't one. There really isn't a silver lining at this moment. Saw the improvement of Jordan Beck, fantastic. But it's coming at the cost of some other parts of the game. Like tonight, there's a ball hit to left center. Brent Doyle almost blew out, almost ran into Jordan Beck. Could have been a really bad case scenario. So Rockies lose 8-2 to the Atlanta Braves. The Braves are one game away from 500. They're going to try to go for the sweep. Chris Sale against Chase Dolander. Get it. Like, teams are going to make hay against the Rockies right now. I've said, like, from a competitive balance standpoint, competitive integrity for the league, not a good look, right? Like, I didn't like it last year with the White Sox. White Sox that season spurred some change. There's already a transition from the previous regime to Chris Getz, who's a former player, trying to like change some of the processes. They're still years away. They're not good this year either. They're actually worse than they were a season ago, and they lost 121 games, 122. So what do you do? What do you do? To me, the franchise has to wear it. They do. They have to wear it. You're going to wear it. The players are going to have to wear it. You're going to have to find ways to improve, find ways to compete. But then take from it from like a broadcast standpoint. What are we supposed to do? You know, as like a broadcaster, I am like constantly positive, never negative when it comes to like being personal. I know like they're trying really hard. I give credit for that. But when you make a mistake, I'll point it out. Like, that's a mistake, and here's why. You know, like, there's almost a collision with Jordan Beck and Brendan Doyle. Jordan Beck shouldn't have been in that spot. Okay. That's not a personal attack on Jordan Beck at all. At all. It's not an attack on Brendan Doyle at all. So we have not gotten personal because that's not the nature of the business. The business is facts, stats, what is actually happening. And so I will point out something that I do appreciate, and maybe they don't get enough credit, but I'm going to show you something, and this is the Rockies game notes post game from today. Hopefully I didn't get too small, but it says here, this is Rockies game notes using facts. Colorado Rockies extend their losing streak to 8 games, their second 8-game losing streak of the season. They have lost 16 of their last 17 games, the worst 17-game stretch in franchise history. Dropped to 4-25 to start the season, matching the 1988 Orioles 4-25, and the 2003 Tigers 4-25, and for the worst 29-game start in modern era since 1901. Okay, so top three worst team starts of all time. They go on and they say Germán Márquez lost his fifth straight start, longest losing streak of his career. By the way, he's only made now 11 starts since he's come back from Tommy John surgery. That's it. Rockies have lost each of his six starts this year. He's allowed 30 runs over his five starts. That's a 12.81 ERA, the most runs he's allowed in a five-game span in his career. Ryan McMahon extended his hitless streak to 31 at bats, the second longest hitless streak by a position player in franchise history. He's two away from Desi Relaford. Okay. Those are the facts. That's not personal. It's and like, got to give kudos to Rockies media for telling you exactly what it is. That's the top. There's no, that's not nothing personal there. No one's knocking on Ryan McMahon. Those are the facts. Those are the stats. So I think from a couple perspectives is it's going to get worse. It is going to get worse. I don't see any sort of silver lining here other than the development of a couple players. Bullpen's been fantastic. They continue to add on to their franchise record most innings without allowing a home run. We've seen a lot of good stories coming out of the bullpen. We've seen some improved play from Jordan Beck. We've seen some improved play from, like a guy like Hunter Goodman. Michael Toglia is in the last week. He's not striking out, putting the ball in play, but they're in a bad spot. I mean, there's no way around it. No way around it. And so, I implore, I know like oftentimes we get blamed as media of not telling you the truth, not telling you the full story. Fans are really smart. They're intelligent. And so it's not personal, not at all. Telling you the game, here's the game. It's frustrating to watch. As a former Rocky, I'm frustrated by it. As a former Rocky, I'm embarrassed by it. Because I, even though I'm unbiased with a lot of things I tell you, it is hard to watch. It's hard to watch a franchise that you love in that, like, my opportunities, my career was based on Colorado. But right now, this is probably the worst I've ever seen the franchise. They're grasping at straws, trying to figure it out. I know some of the excuses are going to be, listen, Ezekiel Tovar got hurt. You have Thairo Estrada, who was supposed to be the second baseman, got hurt. Chris Bryant has been unproductive for the entire length of his contract. Starting pitching has been, trying to come back from injury. Bunch of like internal excuses that I think are going to fall on deaf ears. Do I believe it? In a way, are they better off if they would have had all those players together? Sure. Do I think it's going to improve over time? A little bit. But at the end of it, the Rockies are going to have to wear this. The players are going to have to wear it. The coaches are going to have to wear it. You're just in a spot where it's not going to get any better. The schedule does not get any easier. The division is the strongest we've ever seen when it comes to historic numbers. And so, like, is there a chance that the Rockies lose over 122 games? 100%. Is there a chance that the Rockies end up surpassing the 19, it was like 18 something Cleveland Spiders, 134 games? God, I hope not. God, I hope not. But sure. Do they have to look internally? Yep. No question. But at the end of the day, for us as broadcasters, as much as we hear the outside noise of a bunch of people with opinions that are really unfounded because they haven't watched this thing every single day, they're basically attacking the low-hanging fruit. And the low-hanging fruit offers no suggestions. I've offered suggestions. I think they need an audit. I think they need a third party. I think any sort of changes that are warranted happen after this year. Managerial change does nothing. Coaching staff change does nothing. Adding different players to this group at this point with some of the young players that probably aren't ready to be in the big leagues does nothing. That's the fact. Do I want to see some of these young players? Do I want to see Ryan Ritter? Do I want to see Zach Veen? Yeah, I do. Do I want to see a Sean Sullivan? Yeah. Do I want to see a Carson Palmquist? Yes, of course. But at this point, the reality is the team's going to wear it. Us broadcasters are going to wear it. We'll do it with a smile. And fans, continue to support the team because it's eventually going to get better. The ship is going to right, but right now, like, it's going to be historically bad. There is no way around it. So tip the cap to Rocky's PR. Continue to feed us with the facts. That's all you can ask for. No one's trying to sugarcoat anything. It is historically bad. It is a franchise worst. It is embarrassing for former players. It will get better, but right now, you just gotta wear it. You can follow me at SpillyGoat19. Follow the guys at Mile High Sports, and hopefully, we get a win. I mean, more than anything, I just want to win. It's not breaking me, but I'm getting awfully close. It's kind of sad.